Adam Maguire is back with more business news.
Thanks, Gavin. Social Innovation Fund Ireland has launched a new €1.6 million fund for investment in social enterprises in 2020 and 2021. It's being supported by IPB Insurance and the state through the Dormant Accounts Fund and aims to assist up to 16 social entrepreneurs across the country. Deirdre Martell is CEO of the Social Innovation Fund. She joins me now. Deirdre, maybe start with telling us what distinguishes a social enterprise from a regular business and indeed from a charity.
So a social enterprise is just like any other organisation, except that instead of making a profit, it aims to make a surplus. And what it does specifically is it ploughs that surplus back into its own mission. And what makes social enterprises special is that they're really part of the core fabric of communities here in Ireland. How are they different to charities? So social enterprises might be have charitable status or they might not. Essentially, that's a regulatory issue and it depends on the nature of what their mission is.
Is it possible to measure the importance of social enterprise in Ireland?
Well, we have invested €1.6 million over the last 2 years into social enterprises. And together, they have employed 398 people. They had a combined turnover of €12 million and they provided services to 35,000 people. So that was about 30 social enterprises that did that. We actually don't know what the full value of social enterprises in Ireland are. And one of the goals of the new social enterprise policy launched by the government about 6 months ago by Minister Ring is to actually gather some data on social enterprises to demonstrate just how important they are.
You mentioned some of the investments you've made already and you were marking those yesterday evening. Give us a few examples or an example or two of the types of social enterprises you've invested in so far.
Well, one example based in Galway is Bounce Back Recycling. So Bounce Back Recycling is a mattress recycling project run by Galway Traveller Movement. And over the last year, they've recycled 15,000 mattresses that otherwise would have gone to landfill. They also employ seven members of the traveller community who would find it very hard to get work otherwise. So they have both employment benefits, but also sustainability benefits. And with the support they had from the Social Enterprise Development Fund this year, they will be able to open a new centre in Sligo. And they'll be able to increase their mattress recycle from 15,000 to 25,000 mattresses. And you might not believe this, but 25,000 mattresses will fill Croke Park. So if you think about that much landfill saved, that is a massive environmental impact.
So this new fund, the €1.6 million, essentially doubles the amount that you've been able to invest. Give us an idea of where you're hoping to put that money.
Well, it's fantastic. And the fund is open this morning. You can apply online at socialinnovation.ie. And it's open until the 6th of March. And we will be looking to back probably around 16 social enterprises again, depending on the applications we get in. We're looking for social enterprises from the four corners of Ireland. Last year, we were able to back social enterprises from Inishowen to Cork. And from Limerick to Wexford. So, and what we have found is there are amazing social enterprises doing really critical work all around the country. So we're calling out this morning to say, go and take a look, think about applying. You have till the 6th of March.
Deirdre Martell, CEO of the Social Innovation Fund. Thank you very much for that. More business news in the next hour. For now, though, it's back to you, Brian.